Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Sun and double-digit temperatures in your forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. In light of recent swatting calls to Coburg schools, homes, and businesses, Mayor Lucas Cleveland is recommending parents talk with their children about responsible online behavior. Authorities state Coburg has been targeted over the past 2 weeks, with investigators suspecting the incidents are linked to online exploitation of youth through interactions on social media, gaming, and online chat platforms. While Coburg is responding, Porto police are taking steps to prepare for possible swatting calls. Chief Tim Farquharson says his team is creating evacuation plans for local schools. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. With the successful launch of the community food market in Grafton earlier this year, officials plan on opening a similar market in Colborne next month. Starting May 6th, residents can purchase locally grown produce, raised meats, and homemade soups and meat pies at a discounted price. The goal of the program through the Community Health Centers Northumberland is to increase food accessibility in underserved Northumberland municipalities. The Mystic Yoga and Wellness Studio is hosting the Colborne Market from 2 to 3 p.m. The warmer weather means Northumberland County is kicking off its 2026 construction season, advancing priority projects that support safe transportation, economic growth, and connected communities. This year's focus is on completing major intersection improvements, advancing multi-year road reconstruction, and rehabilitating critical bridge infrastructure. The four key priorities listed are the Welcome Intersection in Port Hope, County Road 64 reconstruction in Brighton, and two Trent Hills projects, County Road 30 rehabilitation, and work on the Trent River Bridge. In addition to these major projects, the county continues to invest in maintaining more than 500 kilometers of roadway through preventative maintenance across multiple municipalities. In sports, the Raptors look to crawl back in their first-round playoff series tonight in Toronto, down 2-0 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Jays have the day off today. After completing a 9-game road swing, they take on the Guardians tomorrow at the Dome. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Since 2001, Country Sign and Wraps has been delivering real customer service and attention to detail. From concept to completion, we've handled thousands of projects. Signage, trade show displays, printing solutions, and vehicle, marine, and power sport wraps. Our considered approach to planning, design, and production resonates with folks, retailers, and trade partners, all out of our production facility right here in Northumberland. Discover small town hospitality with big city capabilities. Visit our website at countrysigns.ca or call or text us at 905-516-1000.
In aviation, attitude is the measurement that keeps planes on course. Even a small misalignment can send an aircraft off target, which is why constant adjustments matter. It's the same for businesses and how they use their technology. At Attitude IT, we bring that same precision and steady guidance to Northumberland businesses. We answer our phones live, our local team is ready to meet you on site, and we keep your technology stable, secure, and working the way it should. From day-to-day IT support to full cybersecurity protection, we help your business stay aligned and protected. Attitude IT, keeping your technology on course. Call 613-480-0652 or visit attitudeit.ca.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny today, high of 14, cloudy tonight, low of 6. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, showers possible, high of 12, cloudy and 11 on Saturday. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.